This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul, Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And the question is, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on after a very, very turbulent weekend. And we will explain all the turbulence to you. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Now, we understand this is a breaking story. We understand, since I was on several nationally syndicated shows over the weekend, that our website is being blocked by Google. Go figure. So another alternative way to get in there, backdoor-wise, is go to a21r.com. That's a21r.com. You can try it, but use Yahoo or one of the other ones. Do not use Google, because it won't even come up. If you're back there in Michigan, it won't even come up. So it's at agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news. But if you go to a21r.com and you're using Google, it will come up. So anyway, that's just sort of the little thing. You know, it's kind of like when you type in Google search Trump, and all of a sudden you don't get Trump, you get all these other things going on. Well, that's what you're getting when you get to Agenda. So we've made it. We've finally made it with Google. And anyway, so that's how you get a hold of us. You can email me, paul@a21r.com. And by the way, if you are one of those that has information about Google out there on our search engines, please let me know through paul@a21r.com. All right, a lot of things going on. There's a big weekend for the president and for many other people. Tax cuts are looming, which is really a good idea. There's a little bit of confusion going on. We're also going to be talking about all those presidents, all the globalist presidents, all wrapped up into one big package with who? Lady Gaga. How appropriate that the globalists trot these five out. And Bill Clinton, George Bush, Obama, and Jimmy Carter, our favorite Jimmy Carter, the one who brought us the mess of the 1970s and, you know, ushered in, I guess. It was kind of interesting. You have a picture on Drudge right now. It shows Jimmy Carter and Obama together. Now, Republicans must be, well, conservatives can be celebrating that because, you know, what happened after Jimmy Carter's era, well, it was Ronald Reagan. And after Obama, it's Donald Trump. So there is a great deal of symbolism wrapped up in that. Okay, so what is going on here in California with the fires and all that stuff? Oroville Dam's also another topic out there. We've got with us right now Chris Street, who's really got one of the top stories in the nation through Breitbart, which is the story about what was going on there in Sonoma County and other places with illegal aliens. And by the way, Kate Steinle, the trial for Kate Steinle's murderer, this Sanchez guy, Juan Francisco Sanchez, starts today. Starts today. And how, I guess, important it is to understand the second part of that, which is this fire that has been started, firestorm actually, around Chris Street's articles in Sonoma. So, Chris, welcome to Agenda 21 Radio.
Great to be here, Paul. Yeah, it's amazing when you see what is going on. I just looked up Trump's website. Of course, it's all the widow and, you know, Trump horrible.
Right. I guess they've somehow got to the widow and she's just firing back at Donald Trump. I haven't read the articles, but that's their normal tactic. So I guess that's what you're alluding to, correct?
That's right.
Yeah.
Just amazing to me.
Okay, so illegal aliens are becoming in sanctuary state status, sanctuary county, sanctuary city, sanctuary whatever, is really starting to come to the fore now that there's a suspected arsonist in Sonoma County that you rightly pointed out was a suspected arsonist. And to clear up any kind of confusion, Chris and Breitbart and everybody and Agenda 21 Radio, we've never accused this man of ever setting the fires that created the conflagration. And people like even Rush Limbaugh and the Sacramento Bee have come out and tried to distance themselves from the article and the information, even though and they're saying that somehow, Chris, you fingered this guy as the arsonist. That is absolutely not true, correct?
I fingered this guy as an arsonist. Clearly, he didn't start one fire. He started many fires. In fact, his probation officers knew where he was. Three of them were looking for him because he'd been starting fires in the area. But I never said he started the Tubbs fire or the Nuns fire or anything like that. It's interesting that they keep saying, you know, Fabian, his name is Jesus Fabian Gonzalez. You know, they know this guy because they've arrested him 8 times on misdemeanors and felonies. And each time they've given him sanctuary so that he's already been deported twice by ICE. So, you know, we don't know everything about Jesus Fabian Gonzalez. What we do know is they were playing games.
Well, the other thing, too, that we do know is that he is an illegal alien. And now what about the issue down in Ventura County on Fabian?
Well, he's got a bench warrant out for $100,000. I mean, a bail to get $100,000 bail, you need to have committed a crime that has a sentence of 7 years that you'll actually serve. You know, you can get a 5 to 20 year sentence, and you know, if it's 7 years you expect to serve, that's the way they set the bail. So, you know, we know it's $100,000. We know he has 8 arrests, including felonies in Sonoma County. This is a very interesting person. The more we know about him, the less we know about him.
Yeah, exactly. And again, the reaction by the Sonoma County Sheriff, which is I find particularly disturbing, has been one of basically finger-pointing and blaming, really, kind of Breitbart and you, by extension, which I think is absolutely outrageous. He's the one who let this guy go so many times.
Well, Chris Street bad, right? You know,
right,
somehow I'm, you know, I'm not a social justice warrior that I'm supposed to be in the press. You know, this is a poor victimized homeless guy who was cold when it was 78 degrees out in the middle of the daytime and there's fires raging all over the place. So he needed to start a fire and then he needed to walk away from it. And it had burned about a quarter acre, you know, when they came along to it. But, you know, a quarter acre quickly turns into 100 and 1,000 acres in that area when you're having firestorms.
Well, and you know, the other thing too, the deeper we dig into this at Agenda 21 Radio, and of course we've been on it really silently in many places, talking to firemen and talking to people that live in those counties, Lake County, Mendocino right. County, Sonoma County, Napa County, and of course up here in Yuba County, which is just a few miles away from me right now, as we said. It's very, very clear that this was not something that happened by natural circumstances, such as lightning strikes and things like that. There's a lot of places. In fact, we have an investigator on this who says that he's tracked most of the arsonists in that area that led up to the fire burning and the storm that came across, the firestorm that came across in Sonoma, as arsonists that were spreading fires along highway roads up there in isolated areas. So this is something that is a very, very significant. And if he is one of these guys, well, that's a game changer in and of itself. So anyway, we got a break coming up. More of Chris Street on the other side, talking about what's going on with this illegal alien and all the things happening there in the illegal alien world. And what about Kate Steinle? Will justice actually be had with the illegal alien who murdered her? We'll be back. Prepared for any emergency. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
The Feather River Tea Party Patriots presents their inaugural meeting Monday, October 23rd at 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at the Crossroads Community Church at 445 B Street, Yuba City. Come join us for the new Feather River Tea Party Patriots inaugural meeting. Our special guest speaker will be Paul Preston of Agenda 21 Radio. Paul Preston will tell us what's really going on with the Las Vegas shooting, forest fires in Northern California, the sanctuary state, and the new California state, and more. Everyone is welcome. There is no membership requirement and no cost to attend. Doors open at 6 p.m. Come early to register, socialize with like-minded patriots, and get a good seat. That's the Feather River Tea Party Patriots inaugural meeting Monday, October 23rd, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Crossroads Community Church, 445 B Street in Yuba City, California. You can call 530-755-4409. That's 530-755-4409. Be there.
He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website at a21r.com. That's a21r.com. Please feel free to email me, Paul at a21r.com. With us is Chris Street. We're talking about the fires in Sonoma County and also, by greater extension, the sanctuary state status and sanctuary status to cities and counties and so on. And what in the world do they think they're doing? Because of liability reasons, these people are just off their rocker. Now, Chris, one of the things that's come up primarily by your research and the good work that you've been doing has been the liability that these counties and even the state might have as the actions of illegal aliens are out there causing trouble.
Well, Paul, I think that's the issue that I started here as the only person who was willing to, you know, report that a homeless guy living under a bridge arrested 8 times and released under sanctuary because he turns out to be an illegal alien. You know, we are the legal aliens now in California. We have no rights. He has all the rights. And when you take a look at this, giving sanctuary is a violation of federal law. So if this guy really started fires that killed people, there is no indemnification to politicians who break laws. You can only be indemnified, you know, for doing your county's work or your city's work or your state's work. You can't be indemnified for breaking laws. That means that there is personal liability, financial liability, on the unanimous vote of the Sonoma County supervisors. You know, this new sheriff has been in since August 22nd. I mean, the liability here is probably, just for the Wine Country fires in the four counties, somewhere around $9 billion.
Oh, now, gosh.
Now, that's really a lot of money because you not only have the damage, you have the business interruption, you have the rest of it. And we'll be, you know, people will be suffering for this for God knows how long. How many people have lost their homes? How many people have, you know, their mortgages are upside down now? You know, this is a really, really big deal. And this guy could be Jesus Fabian Gonzalez, could be the end of the social justice warriors and Democratic Party in California, because all of them have pushed this scenario. All of them have broken the law. And ICE sent a letter after I was attacked that said, yes, yeah, we did have 4 holds on the guy. You did not make him available to us, and you endangered your local residents.
Now, let's be specific about that, because I think you wrote an article. Was it Michelle Moons who did that?
Sure.
Michelle did. And
I'm sort of, the fun part about me, Paul, is that, you know, I do the investigative research, and, you know, Michelle's in Washington, D.C., and, you know, for ICE to actually make a comment about this, this is the first time they've actually, you know, commented on such a situation. So, you know, the dam has broken here. ICE has said, no, there was no excuse. You were breaking the law. We're in a whole different environment than we've ever been before.
Well, and in fact, we have the article up on Agenda 21 Radio about Michelle Moons. It says, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement ICE acting director Tom Holman confirmed on Thursday that a man arrested in connection with setting a fire in Sonoma Wine Country is an illegal alien from Mexico who has been twice returned to his home country. And this is, of course, coming directly from him, a quote out of the article. It says, Holman's public statement highlights the lack of cooperation from Sonoma County officials and the devastating wildfires that have ravaged the region. Once again, this is his quote, a non-cooperative jurisdiction has left their community vulnerable to dangerous individuals and preventable crimes. ICE lodged a detainer against Jesus Gonzalez with Sonoma County jail officials on October 16, following his arrest on felony charges for maliciously setting fire to a property. This is especially troubling in light of the massive wildfires already devastating the region. And over the past year, ICE has lodged detainers against Mr. Gonzalez after four separate arrests by Sonoma County on various felony and misdemeanor charges. ICE was never notified of Mr. Gonzalez's various releases, and additionally, Mr. Gonzalez has been returned to his home country of Mexico on two separate occasions. And he goes on to talk about the people of Sonoma County deserve better. That was a direct quote from Mr. Holman. So, Chris, everything that you have laid out has been absolutely 100% accurate. And, of course, now the banner has been raised. I mean, this is just absolutely a devastating story relative, your story, relative to the Democratic Party.
Yeah, isn't that funny? And that's really the issue, Paul, is that you are in a place they've never really wanted to get to, right?
Right.
This is the place called personal liability. It's always, you know, they always talk about, in the social justice warriors, you know, your humanity for the people. Well, what about your humanity for your own net worth? Yeah. That's what they've been able. They've been able to exploit you because somehow you're evil and they're better than you. But now the tables have turned. This is called personal liability.
Now let's set the story straight here on the Kate Steinle case, because that murder trial is going to trial today. Will those people, the county supervisors and the city politicians, be held accountable in the same way as what you've been talking about, that the county officials in Sonoma would be held accountable, personally liable?
Don't know what Mr. Gonzalez has been arrested for. According to local people there, he started fires all the time. We know that three probation officers were looking for him. Why would three probation officers be looking for a guy who lives under a bridge unless they knew he did stuff? I mean, there's a lot of things they could do during a, you know, what the Cal Fire called a fire siege, other than looking for a, you know, low-level misdemeanor, homeless, illegal alien. They had a reason they were looking for him. Has he had prior arsons?
Right.
As he had prior arsons in Ventura County. You know, notice how they're making sure you don't know.
Well, you know, I've worked with probation and parole for years. And quite frankly, those guys don't get out unless they're looking for someone, period. That's just the way they roll. And it's not by happenstance that they, oh, by the way, we were out there at the park and, oh, there's one of our probationers right there. Oh, my goodness. How we're out for a stroll in the park in the middle of fire. That's just not the way it works, ladies and gentlemen. It was this is the key thing, Chris. Probation people were out there looking for him because he was a known arsonist. Now, when arson happens, my understanding is you go out and round up the usual suspects. That's what you do.
Right. Yeah, unfortunately, we don't know because they won't say. I mean, they could solve all of this stuff, could be solved easily. Just tell us why.
Yeah, and you know, we don't know the whole totality of it at all because, as you know, Chris, when you take a look at the map and you see where the fires actually started, especially in Santa Rosa, they were started somewhat northwest. of Sonoma out of Calistoga, and all the winds were blowing westerly, southwest, and blew right into Santa Rosa. And this is very interesting because, like I said, my sources who were involved with law enforcement in the past have said that clearly people were setting fires along roadways. And we even have video of that now where people were putting out fires. Volunteer citizens were doing that. We have the music coming up. When we come back, we're going to hear more of Chris Street. This is a huge monster story, ladies and gentlemen. We're not going to let it go because Jerry Brown could be, well, he could be personally liable. Could you imagine all that brown money being flushed down? We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Be prepared for any emergency. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
The Feather River Tea Party Patriots presents their inaugural meeting Monday, October 23rd at 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at the Crossroads Community Church at 445 B Street, Yuba City. Come join us for the new Feather River Tea Party Patriots inaugural meeting. Our special guest speaker will be Paul Preston of Agenda 21 Radio. Paul Preston will tell us what's really going on with the Las Vegas shooting, forest fires in Northern California, the sanctuary state, and the new California state, and more. Everyone is welcome. There is no membership requirement and no cost to attend. Doors open at 6 p.m. Come early to register, socialize with like-minded patriots, and get a good seat. That's the Feather River Tea Party Patriots inaugural meeting Monday, October 23rd, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., Crossroads Community Church, 445 B Street in Yuba City, California. You can call 530-755-4409. That's 530-755-4409. Be there.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio with Chris Street. And Chris, I want to go over again one more time that how does that work if you're an elected official and you vote to deliberately break federal law? How does that all cascade down to that official?
I think that's called personal liability. I don't think you can be indemnified for consciously taking actions which are a violation of law. I mean, I understand that you can say words. I understand you can vote for that. You can probably vote yourself indemnification. But then, you know, these things called voters have the right to sue you to make sure you don't get indemnified. So, you know, most people that commit embezzlement as a public official, you know, even though they have indemnification agreements, it's their own personal liability. So I think that this is This is an opportunity for the left to own it, Paul. This is for the first time they get to own that which they've have done. They should be relishing this. They should be standing up. They get to be the martyrs that will, you know, lose their entire net worth and be, you know, debt slaves forever because of their actions. I think it's very honorable that they, you know, should honor their true commitments.
Yeah, I wholeheartedly support that, of course. And so if, in fact, this is the case in the scenario, this could all go all the way up to Jerry Brown and even legislators, perhaps, who voted for it in the state legislature. Is that what you're suggesting, or is that a possibility, or no?
No, I'm not. You have to take an action. This was a conscious action taken by, you know, the supervisors, to the extent the supervisors said they took the action because of the state of California. But I believe the state of California voted after. This was done in February, and I thought the state of California did it afterwards.
Yeah, they
did. But if it was, you know, if I'm a supervisor, I guarantee you, and I voted for this, I'm going to say Jerry Brown told me to do it. Shift blame, leave town. You know how that one works?
Yeah. Shift blame, leave town. So that would certainly start to put the focus back again on Jerry Brown and, of course, the other legislators. But whether or not they would be indemnified by their own actions as legislators, that's another issue, is what you're saying, basically.
I think Jerry Brown might have the opportunity to go back to being a campesino.
I'm sure.
A toiler, as I'm reading about the 100-year anniversary of the Russian Revolution.
Ah.
The toiling workers, that's what they call themselves, the toiling workers.
The campesinos.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, he could probably do that. You know, of course, anything held in trust by way of oil revenue, I'm sure, would be protected from all that. Did I say that?
I don't think that the cash flow would be protected.
Well, you know, and of course, that's billions of dollars of his wealth. And of course, there's how many billions of dollars?
If he's got $2 billion, he's only seven short. He ought to be able to pick that up.
No. Okay, so this Kate Steinle thing does not. This is kind of aligned to it, obviously, because you had those other agencies that were knowingly and willfully and with a forethought. Absolutely voted San Francisco to be a sanctuary state, or excuse me, county and city.
Right. So I don't know why, you know, the relatives and heirs of Kate Steinle have not sued on that basis, but I don't see any reason why they can't. And they should sue in some, you know, nice conservative community where they run around and say La Guillotine. Because this is just how dangerous it really is. Even if Mr. Jesus Fabian Gonzalez didn't start these fires, he started fires all the time. He just didn't get lucky if that's what happened.
Well, and, you know, of course, then the question is, how serious is their investigation going to be into the cause of these fires? And this is something that's gone wanting, I suspect, over the last several months, certainly since July, when a number of fires started, and they still have no reasonable explanation, or whatever explanation they had, it goes very, very wanting. And that's again, Cal Fire and those folks over there. We understand that they have a business model now. They have to have X number of fires per year so that they can keep everybody happy. That's unfortunate, but that's what we come to here in California. That is an accusation I'm making. Because I have friends in high places in Cal Fire, and they tell me these things. It's not like I'm making it up, and that's part of their problem, and that's something that ultimately, in a new California environment, that would absolutely be investigated, not tolerated, because burning off California so that people can go out and have a living is just, or this whole, having airplanes and helicopters, you know, just a few hundred head of cattle would probably solve the problem, in my opinion. But that's just me. You know, that's just me. Okay, so the other issue that's going on, Chris, is we just got yesterday the article that ran up, and of course we heard about this on Wednesday or Thursday last week. Oroville Dam repair cost will top $500 million. Now that's kind of like a half a billion dollars, isn't it?
Well, Paul, obviously you're reading the February reports that we put out.
Yeah.
The number I use is $560 million.
Yeah.
And they're over 500, you know, before it was going to be $60 million, $70 million. Now it's 500 and up. So, you know, and no one's really sure this is going to exactly solve the problem. I mean, I feel very impressed by the way that they're working on this. You know, you got very high-end construction people doing the best job they can. But the problem is they're not solving the internal problems because you have to take the dam down, or at least you have to drain the dam. And, you know, this is California where they're not willing to do that because, you know, if you drain the dam, you know, all of a sudden you have another drought. So this is the worst of all worlds. They're talking about running the dam at 80 feet below what it's been on average. And maybe they'll be able to work on it during the wintertime. But this dam internally has problems. These problems were known since 2007. You know, they didn't get a five-year operating agreement in 2007 because of dam problems. Every year, got a one-year, and, you know, they didn't solve the 2007 problems. And Jerry Brown went around and said, we'll never need to spend that money because, after all, global warming means bigger
continued droughts. Yeah. And that just, of course, isn't the case that's going on here with California and all the other good stuff that's happening now. We have wet seasons coming. Now, that brings us up to another topic, and we've got a little bit of this segment and the other segment I want to get into, because Chris is really a very, very big specialist on understanding El Nino and El Nina, or Ninas as they're called, weather systems and patterns that could be developing. And we're not into the discussion of geoengineering and how they're modifying all this directionally, but we have some big events that are happening out in the oceans, and this is what drives and dictates a lot of things happening. So, Chris, articles that are out there in the National Weather Service predicts rambunctious La Nina. That's your article in Breitbart.
Yeah, it's always funny to me. Everybody talks about El Nino. You know, El Nino is a big deal if you're in California, because what El Nino means is the normal westerlies that blow from South America over to Polynesia, then circle up, you know, through past China and Japan to Alaska, and then circle down to California. That's the normal trade winds flow. A La Nina means you basically supercharge that flow, and an El Nino means you actually reverse it. The water gets very, very hot, and it sort of acts as a you know, a barrier and causes the wind to reverse. So in that reversed wind, you get the warmth of Polynesia coming up to California, bringing very wet rain. But the Midwest and, you know, and the East Coast, they get balmy, you know, spring weather. But we're headed for the other side, which is La Nina. And I always call, you know, the little brother El Nino and the rambunctious little sister La Nina, because she's coming with higher speeds of winds.
Uh-oh.
That means we already think we're starting to see it with these new hurricanes. We haven't had hurricanes in a long, long time. We're just going to have extreme weather.
Yeah.
And that's the country. California, though, could be dry and warm.
Here we go. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Be prepared for any emergency. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
One, 1, 0.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
The Feather River Tea Party Patriots presents their inaugural meeting Monday, October 23rd at 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at the Crossroads Community Church at 445 B Street, Yuba City. Come join us for the new Feather River Tea Party Patriots inaugural meeting. Our special guest speaker will be Paul Preston of Agenda 21 Radio. Paul Preston will tell us what's really going on with the Las Vegas shooting, forest fires in Northern California, the sanctuary state, and the new California state, and more. Everyone is welcome. There is no membership requirement and no cost to attend. Doors open at 6 p.m. Come early to register, socialize with like-minded patriots, and get a good seat. That's the Feather River Tea Party Patriots inaugural meeting Monday, October 23rd, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., Crossroads Community Church, 445 B Street in Yuba City, California. You can call 530-755-4409. That's 530-755-4409. Be there.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. And Chris, I want to change up a little bit and get into the discussion about a new California state, because a lot of people are starting to really catch up on what's going on there. And you can go to our website, agenda21radio.news or 821r.com. And again, I want to caution everybody, apparently Google doesn't like us anymore. We've joined those ranks, so you have to pursue it if you're going to use a search engine. But it's agenda21radio.news, and if you put that up in your URL, you'll get there with no problem. But you can also take a survey about New California that's there on the right-hand side. Chris, so the viability of New California, I always get this, the financial viability of a New California versus the old California, in your comments, please.
Well, I think, Paul, we're talking about viability as a function of, you know, do you have the desire to be viable? Because California right now has a desire to spend money and commit itself to incredible debt and costs that there's no real way to pay for it other than increasingly taxing the public. And, you know, the good news if you're a Californian is that employment went up by 52,000 jobs this last month. That's the good news. The bad news is 27,000 of those 52,000 jobs were in government. So you take that out, and with the, you know, the population growing, you know, California's workforce is shrinking outside of government.
So that's very problematic for the middle class.
Well, it's problematic because the middle class is going to have to pay for it. You basically, you know, drove the public away here. You know, the middle class, it's kind of like a barbell. You got the really, really rich people like Al Gore. Everybody knows Al Gore lives in Santa Barbara. Not 365 days a year. 182 days a year. That way he's not a California citizen. He's a Tennessee citizen, which has no income tax.
There you go.
So he's living in Montecito like, you know, a fat dog that he is. Yeah, but he doesn't pay taxes in California, but he moralizes from here.
Right. I love that that moralizing that they do. So in terms of whether or not the old Californians would be amenable to a state split from the financial standpoint as the big picture starts to evolve, and
the creditors, I suspect, at some point in time for California Credit, are going to get very suspicious of what's going on in California, given the numbers that you've been talking about here.
Well, I think there's room for two Californias. If you believe that social media will never end and this thing's just going to go on and on and on and on, then you really do believe that California, you know, is the golden state, and there's really no issue associated with it. So, you know, you don't mind higher and higher taxes because you'll have higher and higher income, and you'll have higher and higher wealth and higher capital gains. If you're like a regular economist like myself, you know, like a guy who actually took accounting classes, and these things tend to cycle. And the next cycle down, California's got to find a $20 billion check. That's a difficult challenge given that the entire payroll for the state of California and benefits is $10
billion. Oh, God.
So they need a $20 billion check a year, so they need to fire twice the number of employees they have. How's that work, Paul?
Well, that doesn't bode very well. How soon are they going to need this check?
You tell me when the recession's coming. Interesting that California lost, the Bay Area lost 5,700 jobs last month.
Yeah,
it's
of course.
All this is being driven by the Bay Area and capital gains. And I mean, it's a hot stock market. Everybody knows that. But I mean, could you imagine if the left didn't have Trump to give them a hot stock market? It already would have collapsed.
Mm-hmm.
So what I think is going to happen here is you're going to divide the state. You know, the most liberal parts, which go from Sonoma, you know, down to Los Angeles County, you know, the real left coast will become California, and everything else should just break off and become New California. New California could, you know, exploit its mineral wealth, you know, could bring in manufacturing, could get rid of all the stupid laws that they have, social justice laws, that just stop people from having jobs and making money. You know, the best social program in the world is a job.
Absolutely it is.
So
everybody loves to be paid, too.
I think that the new California would pay a huge price, probably in the around $70 billion range, for its freedom. So if old California is about to collapse and need $20 billion, I don't know anybody is going to give it to them. Here's a way that they don't have to collapse. Now, you know, they want their independence anyway. They want this Cal exit, but they really don't want Cal exit with, like, you know, Yuba County and, you know, Shasta County and places that they don't really like, and they think the people are evil and small-minded and, you know, aren't, you know, sufficiently emancipated. So why don't they take their 13 counties where they're most liberal in the country and carve them off? They could have a workers' paradise.
And I think that's probably what they're destined to have, is the workers' paradise. I guess the big question is, how soon, you're predicting within a year or so that these events are really going to start exacerbating themselves financially, and we have about a minute.
I don't know if it's a year or so. I'm always careful about that. You're in this what I call, you know, stronger for longer period, which I believe we're coming into the roaring 20s. I believe the economics for America, given cheap oil from fracking, is changed the world calculus, and it's America is the new Saudi Arabia. It's America which is the new Chinese manufacturing spot. It is America that wins.
And, you know, the thing is that if you take a look at the map of the 42 counties or so that we have on the new California, that's the area that's got all the wealth. Mineral wealth and timbering, water, and everything else for California.
Yeah, and you know the workers' paradise needs water. They need electricity. They need these issues. So I think there's a deal to do. I think there should be. You know, my belief is that Puerto Rico can't be a commonwealth anymore. It needs to be a state, or it's going to be a giant drain on the treasury. And California needs other states. So you need two new states, one red, one blue.
There you go. Well, listen, Chris, thanks for being with us. I'll let you get back to business here. And great job on the Sonoma issue. And we look forward to having you back on.
It's always nice to be hated by America and loved by Agenda 21.
Thanks, Chris. All right. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're we're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston.
Be prepared for any emergency. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
The Feather River Tea Party Patriots presents their inaugural meeting Monday, October 23rd at 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at the Crossroads Community Church at 445 B Street, Yuba City. Come join us for the new Feather River Tea Party Patriots inaugural meeting. Our special guest speaker will be Paul Preston of Agenda 21 Radio. Paul Preston will tell us what's really going on with the Las Vegas shooting, forest fires in Northern California, the sanctuary state, and the new California state, and more. Everyone is welcome. There is no membership requirement and no cost to attend. Doors open at 6 p.m. Come early to register, socialize with like-minded patriots, and get a good seat. That's the Feather River Tea Party Patriots inaugural meeting Monday, October 23rd, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., Crossroads Community Church, 445 B Street in Yuba City, California. You can call 530-755-4409. That's 530-755-4409. Be there.
Best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And you can also email me, paul@a21r.com. Now, if you're having some difficulties with Google, now we've been told about this. We got a lot of information over the weekend. Google has placed us down somewhere. We have no idea. The bottomless pit of Google. The algorithms are there. So anyway, you can fight back. Apparently, Yahoo, some of the other search engines feature us right up on top. So that's agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news. It's always nice to be, you know, important, but it's more important to be nice, as they say. Google? You know, when you're the dictator in charge, like Google is, then you can be a dictator, if you know what I mean. Anyway, take the... We're going to be pushing off the new California state.com situation. The you can go to newcaliforniastate.com and check out the information that we have about New California. It's awesome information, and we encourage you to vote on the survey that you'll find there on newcaliforniastate.com. And also the one on Agenda 21 Radio. We're getting just lots of people interested and a lot of things happening over the weekend. New counties, by the way. New counties want to come on. Stanislaus County. Wow. Are we excited about Stanislaus County and the things going on down there? Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news and a21r.com. And you can email me, Paul, at a21r.com. So stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.